When you come up here, take a nice big whiff. It smells heavenly. When I was very little, I had the wonderful pleasure of attending a state-run daycare. The staff was loving, supportive, and they did everything they could to make every day fun. And one of my favorite things was movies every Friday afternoon. It didn't matter what was playing, I was there. And these were the old reel-to-reel films. Yeah. I can smell the projector. I can hear that clack, 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 clack. I loved it. Everyone got salted popcorn in the paper cone where they took the 8x11 and rolled it up and stapled it shut, filled with popcorn. And they had their rotation of several films. And I loved them all. But my favorite was Ferdinand. Oh, the 30-minute film from way back when. I identify with Ferdinand. He is my spirit guide. No joke, he's my spirit guide. And if you're not familiar with the story of Ferdinand or you need a refresher, this massive yet gentle bull enjoyed spending his days on a hilltop under the cork tree, smelling the flowers. That's all. That's all. His mother worried about him, but she let him be. The other bulls bullied him, but it wasn't until he accidentally sat on a bee that the men noticed him and thought he would be perfect for the bullfighting arena. He entered the ring and people were terrified of him because, you know, he's huge. But he just sat there. And it wasn't until he noticed the flowers in the women's hair. All of the women that showed up wearing tons of flowers in their hair. Oh my, he just wanted to smell the flowers. Oh, well, the matador and all of his men are livid. They're throwing tantrums. And they finally just gave up on Ferdinand. And they sent him back to his hilltop, where he spent the rest of his days under his cork tree, smelling the flowers. The children's book was first published in 1936. Its popularity grew so fast, it outsold Gone with the Wind. Within a couple of years, it was the number one bestseller in the United States. People loved Ferdinand. And numerous articles were written about him, and there were quite a few dissecting the message behind the story. Many saw political themes of pacifism, fascism, communism, anarchism, and democratic propaganda. Personally, I just see a bull who likes flowers. And the children's book ended up being banned for a short while in several countries. Some of them including, no surprise, Germany, Poland, and Spain. During World War II, many military groups who objected to the war would use the code name Ferdinand because they would take a pacified stance until they got stung. I kind of wonder how many Unitarians and Universalists at that time were reading about Ferdinand. How many identified with him and his peaceful nature. Maybe they were inspired by him too. I wonder if they told his story of this beautiful flower-loving bull during their flower services. Kind of seems fitting, you think? Yeah. Maybe not at the first flower service, because the first flower service was held earlier in 1923. Norbert Chopik developed the ritual of the flower ceremony for the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship, the Unitarian Congregation in Czechoslovakia, which he founded with his wife, Maya. He wanted something unique to the faith, something that was simple and honored the beauty of nature, something that was accessible to everyone in the congregation. Flowers. Flowers are accessible to everyone. They can be plucked from gardens and hillsides, cracks along the road. And each one is special, placed in a vase by a person on Sunday morning. The simple and joyful ritual began to happen every year and spread to other congregations. It brought people together, just like us here. It stood out in its own way, something different, something new. It was a beautifully symbolic way of showing that we need not be alike to create a joyous world that we want. His message of hope and courage was what we needed, what they needed. It wasn't what all people wanted. As World War II started, Maya had traveled to the United States, where she began to show congregations in Massachusetts the flower ritual. Norbert had stayed behind in Czechoslovakia, continuing his work, and the Gestapo noticed. In 1942, he was arrested for listening to foreign broadcasts. And now he has landed in a truly awful place. And yet, his spirit is not broken. Like Ferdinand finding the flowers in the arena, he encouraged his companions to do so around the camp. And amid all of that darkness, Norbert held a flower ceremony in the middle of a camp. Right there in the middle, he chose to not lose the light of hope. Maya continued her work as a minister in the States, helping young people, helping marginalized people. It was a while after the war before she had finally received word that unfortunately Norbert had not survived his time at the camp. That heartbreak did not stop her. She worked with different organizations to help those who did survive the war. And all the while, the flower ceremony sprouted up in other congregations. Norbert's hope sprouted up in other congregations. A lot's happened over the last century. We're still here, friends. We're still here. We've seen wars, illnesses, political upheaval. We've lost loved ones. And we are still here. Because this is worth it. This community, this world, this life is all worth it. We get up in the morning when it is easy and when it is hard. We feel every moment of this life. In the brightest of times, we laugh out loud and we love deeply and we hold on tight to those feelings because it keeps us going. In the darkest of times, when our heart is hurting and we're just trying to figure out how to take that next step, we will seek out that one piece of light, something that gives us courage to keep going, gives us hope. Because that's what it is to be human. Martin Luther said, "Everything that is done in the world is done by hope." Norbert Chopik hoped to share some simple beauty with his congregation. Maya Chopik hoped to spread the seeds of that simple beauty with other communities. Every year when UU congregations around the world come together for the flower ceremony, we have hope. Our hopes might all be a little different, but we have them nonetheless. My hope for us, that we are all accepted just as we are, that we all feel supported when we stand up for our convictions, that we all find what brings us joy, that we all see the beauty in life, that we all keep sowing our seeds of hope so that others who have lost theirs may find hope once again. I like to think that Norbert and Maya enjoyed the story of Ferdinand, that they appreciated this gentle giant, his simple life, and how he looked for the beauty in nature. It's a sweet picture, the two of them reading the book together. I think my spirit guide would enjoy that idea as well.